power is back.
This is Appa, my flying bison.
Right.
And this is Katara, my flying sister.
That's right, I'm Sokka. It's pronounced with an Akka.
My name is Toph Beifong, and I'll need 4 tickets.
My name is Zuko, Prince of the Fire Nation, and heir to the throne.
Don't flatter yourself.
You lost me at Zuko.
Zuko, you look so cute.
I can tell you're lying.
Why would I let go of Katara? I love her.
Anybody got a problem with that?
You'll have to leave now. Your lemur is harassing our sparrow keys.
Those are enemy birds.
Even that oaf knows to concentrate on what he's doing.
He does have a heart, doesn't he?
Come on!
Shuffle on. I get you.
Stay flaming. Now, check this out.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongWuFang.net. And today is our holiday special, released on Christmas. That's nice. Yeah, I am your main host for today, Dylan, and I am joined by the same co-host that you might recognize from Podcast 22, it's because we're recording right after, Abby.
Hi.
Jake.
Ho ho ho.
Martin.
Merry Christmas.
Joe.
Hello, Blau.
And Ruth.
Hello.
Good. Okay. So yeah. Send questions to us at podcast.dongwufang.net. Send us a question if you have about Avatar for a mailbag segment. And you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes. Podcast page is dongwufang.net/podcast. Today's podcast, no news and anything because we're recording it early. And no mailbag because we're recording it early. So we're just going to first discuss religion in the Avatar world. And that discussion could either be a quick 5-minute thing, or if people actually wanted to argue and stuff, that could be a very heated discussion, which would be interesting.
It's going to get so very nasty.
It could be, but it could probably not be. And then we're going to have a very, very funny holiday impromptu. You got to stick around for that. The first impromptu in a while. The outline is
BRB.
Amazing, so I have high hopes for that one. Okay, so let's move on to our religion in the Avatar world discussion. Holidays are upon us, and it is only fit if we discuss if they are upon the members of the Avatar world as well. It's a very deep, thought-provoking opening statement there. So yeah, basically this is about, does religion exist in the Avatar world? And we're going to keep going over this. And basically, an opening statement is, religion obviously influences the Avatar world and how it's created, but it is mostly not likely present in the daily lives of the people within the Avatar world. So, let's get in-depth in that. Are any religious influence in the Avatar world? And obviously, yes, there is religious influence, and Avatar is amazingly centered around Hinduism. And this surprised me a lot as I researched this, which is basically reading a page that Jake linked to me. That's good research. And so, yeah. The first thing that's not on there, actually, is we're going to hint to is the chakras, which are directly created from Hinduism and the Hindu chakras, and it's not from Naruto. Basically, they're just from, the chakras are from Hinduism.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right.
Okay, that was a nice point I made there.
You can't argue against that because it's just
not
a fact.
An argue, it's just like, let's expand and so let's talk about that in depth, but no. So, okay, next thing, reincarnation from Hinduism. Aang is obviously reincarnated. Avatar is reincarnated, reincarnation's from Hinduism.
Well, that's an interesting thing to say about reincarnation. Do you think that other people besides the Avatar are reincarnated?
That's a good topic.
True.
Well, you have to say no. The thing could be that they are reincarnated in the Avatar world, but the people don't necessarily have the religion to believe in that. I mean, they know the Avatar gets reincarnated because he's a figure, and we'll get into that, but I don't necessarily think the people like believe in reincarnation or anything like that, because I don't know if they're actually thinking about life after death.
There's proof that they don't believe in reincarnation, because in one episode, I forgot what episode, Sokka actually says that he does not believe in reincarnation.
Really?
That's episode. Yeah, one of
the third episode.
Southern Air Temple, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, basically, that's just showing the reincarnation doesn't really exist. I mean, our religion doesn't really exist for them, the Southern Water Tribe, obviously. But,
the point is,
are they reincarnated? Like, I don't know, I think people are reincarnated in the Avatar world.
Well, if you look at...
it's so heavily based on Hinduism.
Just look at episode 3 or 6, that really strongly hints at reincarnation. Yeah,
friendships transition through lifetimes.
Yeah,
lifetimes.
That was basically a whole reincarnation thing right there. I didn't want to get into that, but yeah, it's saying that. Yeah.
Well, they can reincarnate with the Avatar. It can just be a figure of speech, really. Like, because Avatar can be in instances with where they have friends from the past lives. Doesn't necessarily mean their friends from the past lives.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they continue. Yeah, that was a major theory that Katara is always going to be with Aang because they're going to continue.
Yeah,
I'm getting. I don't believe that. So
the one thing I actually always wondered about the Avatar religion in the Avatar world: do they actually worship the Avatar on some level?
We'll get into that. And so yeah, the reincarnation. If people are reincarnated, then it's not like they're going to know people from their past lives right away unless they're connected to the Avatar, because there's not the spiritual connection there. That's how the Avatar is different in reincarnation, probably. It's because of the spiritual connection and how they can contact his past lives, their past lives. It's like regular people wouldn't be able to do that, so it'd just be like reincarnated social status and stuff like that. Now, that's Buddhism, though, so not getting into that. Okay, so the next thing is the monks. And I have a little, let me quote from this thing here. First of all, according to NGO Rango Ro, who wrote an article, that was when we actually had these fan things on DF, is that... Tibetan Buddhist monks have a specific influence on Avatar. These monks used in same tests to find their Dalai Lama spiritual leader as the airbending monks used to identify... an airbending avatar, so it's interesting there. They used the test to find who their leader would be as the avatar did, and having infinite locate four ancestral toys. The Tibetan monks used visions as well. In addition, Monk Gyatso is named after the 14th Tibetan Buddhist Dalai Lama. I did not know that until today, so that's very interesting. So that Gyatso is named after Dalai Lama. So yeah, there's specific monk references with the Avatar into Buddhism, actually.
They may have references and roles taken from religions in this world for inspiration, but
yeah, it's...
the Avatar world doesn't have any religions attached to it.
We'll get into it, but basically, yeah. But this is interesting because this is from Buddhism, not Hinduism, so they're kind of stretching it here. But yeah, the monks are Buddhist monks. It's stuff like that. So
I don't know, Buddhism and Hinduism are like Protestant and Christianity.
No, they're not. Actually,
no.
They're really like Christianity and Judaism. That's the difference.
Well, they're very similar.
They have the same fundamentals, but they're not the same religion.
They're similar, but not congruent.
side. Okay, but so yeah. Any more
that
statements
was a gay
on the
joke.
Monks? Okay, no. So let's get into some other stuff that you did. Yeah, the Avatar, the actual word is a Hindu word, yeah. It's a Hindu word meaning traveled spirit or crossed over spirit. So they list all the spirits and stuff. And sages in Hindu legends are powerful teachers, like the fire sages there. And then meditating is a Hindu thing and a Buddhist thing there. So, and then, yeah, the whole bending is based off of Hinduism, which I knew that, so yeah. And then Agni is a Hindu myth for the god, is a god of fire, mythology, not myth, god of fire, which translates to fire, and so that's Agni Kai. So yeah, a lot of Hindu references. That's probably the only tip of the iceberg there, and some Buddhist stuff there too.
Yep.
Okay, so what's the standout in this? Because there's obviously going to be something that's like an outlier here. And that's the nuns in 115. Now, there's an easy way to argue this is that... Well, I mean, right away when you look at it, what do you think? When you look at the nuns from 115.
Were there nuns in 115?
Yeah.
The ones with the perfumes? You think that they're Christian nuns right away.
Right.
I mean, that's just what we perceive them in our culture.
No, I didn't. I just think, hey, they might stand under the Avatar or something, but I don't know. They just have the title of nuns.
Well, when you think of nun, it's connected to Christianity.
Well,
they weren't directly called nuns, though.
I know, but
they were
like,
called sisters.
Sister
is a nun, but yeah.
I just want to say that the Avatar cast probably didn't give this much thought. They were just
they
nuns and that was the end of it.
Yeah,
I don't...
they're non-spiritual or religious. They're spiritual nuns. They're not religious nuns, basically.
They might worship anything, but we will never actually know what. That would be total guesswork, but because we don't have any clues.
Yes, basically ignore the nuns. That's what I was trying to make here. So yeah, any other references from a religion you guys can think of? Within Avatar.
Well, I actually want to say that the practical use of the word avatar mostly means one of the big Hindu gods coming down in mortal shape on Earth. So, for example, the Hindu god Krishna, the god of wrath, actually has had multiple avatars run throughout the world to communicate with mankind. So that would actually give another spin to the meaning of the word avatar. Because it's the planet's means of communicating with the people.
That's interesting, yeah. Which, that makes a lot of sense in terms of the show, actually. That makes almost too much sense.
In that sense, I think it should be obvious that the people on the Avatar planet should worship the Avatar. And I think that in some in the past, they actually did worship the Avatar.
Okay, yeah, that's a good transition. Let's go into that. Okay, first the topic is, do you think that there's religion actually in the Avatar world? Like, do people worship and are they religious?
Yes.
And...
very possibly.
And Avatar replace the... What's the one god?
Hope.
Okay, so does Avatar replace God to the people? God as we know it. So, like, is Avatar the god to the Avatar world?
There are hints that that the people of the Afterworld worship the Avatar, because we've seen Avatar temples in every nation in episode 313. So what else would you want to do with a temple?
Yeah, basically we've seen, like, Katara's, the Avatar was the Southern Toronto Tribe's last hope. And by the way, that provides a whole new depth to Kat Aang, by the way.
If oh my god, Katara shut up.
Shipped the Avatar,
no,
and the Avatar
shut
came
up.
Down. No, I'm serious, that's amazing, but...
Well, one thing the temples were used for was to train the Avatar. The Avatar is their mediator, their almost guide through the centuries.
Yeah,
their one hope if something goes wrong.
Here's what I'm gonna say. I don't think Avatar is like the god as we know it in this world to the Avatar people, Avatar world people. I think he's important and spiritually high. I don't necessarily think they're gonna worship him. Because
I think his role is more comparable to the Dalai Lama in our world. He's the high spiritual leader, but they don't actually worship him as a god.
I agree. I think he's more respected than the Dalai Lama, actually. I think so. Yeah, so it's very complicated, some people may have developed cult followings. As the Avatar is God, actually.
Well, in my opinion, they should just worship Go the Face Stealer, or else he will steal your face.
They also know that the people don't know about the actual spirit. Do they? That's a whole other topic. But yeah.
Yeah.
So would religion be important to the people of Avatar?
I think if
Avatar world people were to suddenly adopt religion, would it be important to them? Like, would it be a high priority of their lives?
I think the religion is actually already pretty important in the Afterworld, because the proof that something mystical exists in their world, it's right in your face. It's not like you can deny it like in our world.
Well,
bending is everywhere. The Avatar is everywhere.
Well,
there's
bending
no
is
way
normal to them. I mean, it's like, you have to think of it from their point of view, and the Avatar is normal, but they don't necessarily know too much about the spirit world, and they don't necessarily know too much about the higher beings.
No, I think most people actually know about the spirit world. Zhao knew about the spirit world,
Zhao also looked in,
first off,
looked
it's
in
spirit,
the library.
Not...
Yeah, and I don't know, I don't think most people know about, I mean, I think, have they even
well, we know
heard
Iroh
of these
knows
spirit
about
worlds?
It.
Iroh
well,
has
well,
been
the,
to the spirit world.
There was this statue for Hei Bai in the forest. Why would they make
a
statue for someone if they don't
know
what
it was?
It exists.
Let's say, like, we'll call it, like, the CIA. Everyone knows who the CIA is, but do we really know what they do? Do we know much about it?
I guess that's kind of
true.
Comparison, but
wow,
kind of. It's there's
a I good analogy.
It get yeah. Say exactly. I think that's what I agree with that. So they know of the spirit world. They know it exists, but they don't know too much about it or anything. And they're probably people who don't believe in it.
But but there's one point I really need to make about religion in the afterworld in general. I don't think everybody, every nation worships the same religion. As we've seen, the Northern Water Tribe, they kind of worship the moon spirit, because they all bowed down when the deity, the avatar of the moon spirit, suddenly appeared in their
city.
They all bowed down to him. That seemed kind of religious to
me.
We
call on the great spirits, yeah.
Yeah.
Spirit of the ocean, spirit of the moon.
Be with us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
The Northern Water Tribe looks highly spiritual.
Into that, we could go back to the early 3000, 2000 BCs, where there are gods for everything. We could get into that, but so that's interesting, because the Fire Nation could focus more on the sun god, and then Northern Water Tribe has the ocean moon. Earth Kingdom could have like the nature and nature gods, goddesses. I think that's the most plausible definition we have so far of religion in the Avatar world.
Well, there's definite proof that the Northern Water Tribe worships the spirit of the ocean and spirit of the moon, so that's religion right there.
Yes.
Pretty much,
undeniable.
So that's interesting, because now the rest of my thing just goes to waste, the outline.
I just realized I gotta be up in 4 hours.
Okay, so the
don't go to sleep.
Not yet, we need you. So the Fire Nation's religious thoughts.
I'm not going to sleep. I'm riding in at 6 a.m. to my wrestling practice.
What an ominous. That's not omniscient. The word I was looking for. Omniscient. There we go.
Omniscient.
Omniscient, yeah.
Omniscient, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that one god be better for the Avatar World society.
That's why
the Avatar is the panacea to all problems, and I'm just using panacea because it's in my vocab book, and so is omniscient.
omniscient god I think would make ten times worse for the Avatar World, in my opinion.
What I think is worse for the Avatar world?
The prophet.
Have you seen what an omniscient god does to our society with the crusades and stuff like that?
Wait, what about AIDS?
The crusades, not AIDS.
Oh.
I thought you said AIDS too. Wow.
Dylan, that's not fair that you blame that on Christianity.
Well, I'm not blaming on Christianity, I'm blaming on one god.
No,
I worship one god.
I would like to make a point here. Most of the Western Europe morals, even for atheists, are based on Christianity. Imagine if all our morals were based on social Darwinism. That would mean our morals would be totally different, and we would actually retarded people and people with bad genes, because that would be better for our evolution. Imagine for a moment if we were all social Darwinists.
Well,
then
saying that I think having multiple gods would be better for the Avatar world than one god. I'm not trying to get in philosophies and stuff here, because you're right about that, but the Fire Nation's religious thoughts when invading the rest of the world. This is kind of the main connection I was trying to make. So what was the Fire Nation thinking religiously when they're going and trying to take over the west of the world?
We have to do this or we'll get killed.
Okay, now here's two things. 2 points. First of all, Fire Nation could have no religion and they're just thinking we gotta prosper for our nation. A couple things, actually. Two, they could be thinking that our religion is the best. Our religion is best. We have to spread it with the rest of the world, those barbarians. Like United States imperialism, spreading Christianity.
Are you saying we're the Fire Nation?
First, I've already made that connection, yes, but I'm saying.
But come on,
that.
I mean, the United States
is the most like the Fire Nation out of all the countries.
Japan.
So, okay.
No, come on, man.
So
one
of those two things is more realistic? No religion or spreading their religion for the Fire Nation?
And three, they're all communists.
Well.
Wow, shut up.
I don't think we have seen a lot of hints for religion in the Fire Nation world, actually.
I think they believe in the spirits for, like, as gods. They're, like, Greek.
Well, exactly.
They believe, like,
we have to spread the sun god to the rest of the world. Like,
yeah,
I would completely think that it would be the spreading if we had seen more hints in the Fire Nation. We've seen, like, zero religious hints in the Fire Nation, which is
well,
why
no, that's not...
Yeah, so for motivational speaking and such, Zhao said brothers and sisters of fire and such, but I don't think he really referenced to a god.
That wasn't really religion, but you could argue that, too.
Yeah.
That Northern Water Tribe was a totally religious battle. I didn't even think of that. Wow.
I think they're just inspired by their own firepower.
That's interesting. Martin, what's your opinion on this, Martin?
I don't think we've seen many hints for religion in the Fire Nation, so I'm not going to give my opinion on this, because there's no real evidence for anything.
So yeah, I would think too that it was just they're no religion and they're going for prosperity reasons, if that whole Northern Water Tribe connection didn't exist. I mean, if you gotta think, if the Northern Water Tribe was worshipping the moon and the ocean, then the Fire Nation's gonna worship, like, the sun and the...
No, where there's a big difference between the Fire Nation culture and the
Water Tribe. I mean, it's like, you have to think that there's been some influence, there's been interaction between the nations, they've derived from the same roots, stuff like that.
Now, but just compare to modern-day society. The Northern Water Tribe is way closer to their element and to the Earth itself. I mean, they make their own houses out of water, while the Fire Nation is industrializing.
Fire Nation industrializing. Is
industrialization nation.
United States.
It would make sense if they actually do less with their religion than the Northern Water Tribe.
Yes, that's very true. Oh, wow, your social Darwinism thing that you just said makes so much more sense now. But, I mean, like, it connects. Wow, I want to talk about this, damn.
It's hard to explain philosophy in English for me, sorry.
Well, I know, I'm going to say social Darwinism goes directly with industrialization in the United States, so... Wow.
Speaking
that was the
United
whole point
States.
Of the season one finale. The Fire Nation was industrialized and the rest of the world wasn't.
Exactly.
They could have been with religion. Oh, God. The Fire Nation is the U.S. Wow.
Yes, it is.
It is. The Fire Nation is the U.S. Oh, my God. But
Okay, I got a question.
So we're going to take over the world?
I have a question for you.
Early 1900s right. U.S. This is what this is. Okay, yeah. Is there any connection to today, like, religion-wise? The Fire Nation taking over the rest of the world. Like, think more
not at all.
Of Islamic or Christian or... Yeah.
Well, we could call Fire Lord Oza Adolf Hitler if you really want to get at that.
No, he's not Adolf Hitler at all.
He's got a lot of common, actually, but whatever.
Actually, not really, but...
Actually,
they took
yes,
over
really.
All of...
No, it's Russia. Completely different, but, see, I don't see religious connections. I see the rest of the world connection. I'm starting to see... See, like, I'd... In ideal... I'm always trying to find the huge connection. Like, this is the story in Avatar is direct reflection of this that has happened in history. But you know, I'm not gonna. It's obviously it's not there. I've looked too hard. But
combination of different cultures.
So. I think it's that the United States is the Fire Nation now, pretty obviously. But and we'll get more into that. That's a topic I want to get into in January. So we'll get more into that in a week. But so yeah, that's very interesting. Last comments. Okay, let's move
How
on
long
to
is
our holiday impromptu from serious to funny. Okay, now time for our impromptu. And, well, this is going to be a very weird one, and let's first get out there that we are not trying to discriminate in any religion in any way here.
Yes, we
are.
Being,
I think we're being very fair that we have, like, five different religions here that we're going over. So, yeah, we're just trying to make this funny. It's not trying to be religionist at all, or racist at all.
Religionist?
Religionist is a real word.
It is? I
yes,
thought you made
look
that
it up. Look it up. So yeah, let's go over the characters here and what the religion they are, because this could be confusing. And I'm going to be Aang today, and Aang is Jewish, apparently, because Jake said that was the original concept of this. Jake was like, Dylan's Jewish, and Dylan voices Aang, so Aang must be Jewish. So yeah, Aang's not really Jewish, he'd be Hindu.
Exactly.
So yeah, that one doesn't make any sense, okay?
I'm Katara.
It makes sense.
I'm Katara, and I'm Christian.
Yeah, Katara's Christian. Okay.
No, well.
I'm Sokka, and I'm Christian too.
Yeah, Sokka's Christian, because, you know...
Just like the sister.
I can see the whole... Okay.
I'm Toph, and I'm agnostic.
I'm Zuko, and Zuko is an atheist, apparently, which makes a lot of sense, and...
I'm Iroh, and I'm a pimp.
Iroh's of the pimp religion. Okay.
I'm Fred, and to be politically correct, I'm African-American.
No, Fred is Christian celebrating Kwanzaa. See,
he's black.
Fred is apparently black, so that's pretty hilarious. Okay, so I'm doing two religions.
He's black with a Scottish accent.
Exactly. See, yeah. Okay, so,
yes.
Okay, so Sokka, all the characters are staying at the Western Air Temple, and all of the holidays happen to be going on at once. So yes, this is like happening during 312. It's like everything's happened up to this point, except Fred's been there before. And so yeah, this is gonna it's like
oh yeah, well maybe I've been there before.
Iroh, yes, you
Fred is Guru Pathik's brother.
Okay, so let's start.
Sokka, can you hand me that garland?
Sure, Katara.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget the star. You know, the very important star at the top. Can you get me that? Hey?
The star, where did I put the star again?
Don't tell me you threw it as a boomerang.
You
threw it at me!
Sorry!
The star is so important. It's like, it's the guide.
Hey, stop fighting, guys. What are you talking about anyway?
Storm off.
I didn't mean to destroy the star. Sorry, Katara. Why don't we use my boomerang instead?
You know how important it is to put on the tree, the Christmas tree.
Let's use my sword instead. My sword, yeah.
What Christmas tree are you talking about, Katara?
It's a tree that we celebrate Christ with. Yeah.
Christmas isn't about Christ. It's about presents. Hey, Katara, did you get me a new sword?
Aang, how come you don't celebrate Christmas? I thought you did.
I don't know. I've also always celebrated Hanukkah with the monks. I'm setting up my villa right now.
What's Hanukkah? Some kind of poisonous blobfish?
you don't celebrate Christmas, eh? You haven't?
I've never even heard of it, Katara.
What? Oh, man.
What?
You have to talk.
Gosh, I hate the holidays.
Come on, Tom. Have some Christmas spirit.
I don't like Christmas, thanks.
Oh, bro.
Well, if you don't like Christmas, you're not getting any presents.
Yeah, exactly, Tom. Don't you want a present from Sokka?
I don't.
How about a new sword? How about a new sword? Everybody loves swords.
Enough with the stupid holidays and everything. None of this even matters. Religion doesn't exist.
Yes,
you
it
don't
does.
Exist.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, you know, I bet your mind is probably darkness and shadows, emo kid.
Like that, I bet you're some stupid made-up religion.
Well, yeah, no made presents for religion. You, Zuko. I'm getting any
Well, Zuko, what do you believe in?
I believe in nothing.
What's nothing?
Like,
kind of
not even voice? Like a higher power or something?
Believing in nothing is believing
in
something.
What higher power do you believe in?
I don't know, just think something's up there, like, controlling us.
God!
That's ridiculous. At least you don't believe in their rubbish, though.
He's out there.
They're specific.
He loves you.
One god rubbish.
Come on.
Yeah. Specific religion has too many rules for me. I'm free. I'm totally free with what I believe in. Woo.
But you're gonna be lost.
I like not following
then.
Rules.
Come on.
Not following rules
Come
is fun.
Put up garlands.
No!
Otherwise you'll be lost.
You're not gonna get any presents!
Hey Zuko, what's that?
What?
Looks like mistletoe.
But you can't see, Toph.
Yeah, how do you notice the mistletoe hanging above?
I don't believe in that holiday garbage.
At least you're not one of those...
I'm just thinking out already, gosh!
At least you're not one of those believers.
Toph and Zuko sitting in a tree. G-I-S-S-I-N.
Yeah, I don't want to say this. You guys, try to be... It's
temptatious.
Fred.
Hello, everyone! I am Fred!
Do I hear Fred?
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 I'm ready to play Kwanzaa with you all!
What's Kwanzaa, Fred?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
I've never even heard of it before.
How can you not know what Kwanzaa is?
You won't get any presents.
Kwanzaa is the religious holiday of my, my made-up, whatever.
You're Scottish people?
I actually don't really know what it is.
Aren't you Scottish?
Just kind of made it up one day and told me to follow it. I don't really know what it is.
So basically you started following a stupid religion for no reason.
How dare you, dude? Dude,
that's
you're so
right.
Ignorant.
Yes.
Guys,
let's practice some more firebending.
I'm sorry. All right. Have you kissed the girl yet?
I have.
Good young man.
I'm confused.
I will.
Hey, everyone. Are you ready to celebrate the December holiday for the pimp religion? It's called Tyrone Bigum's Day.
What's up, pimp?
Do I get any presents? Where are my presents?
Well, here's how it starts. We are all required to get two girls and then two of our best player friends, and we go balling on the courts for 2 hours. Just tradition.
I call toss.
Get over here, Toff.
I'm not celebrating that.
No,
I call Toff.
Stop
fighting over me.
Yeah, come on. You can't even see what's going on.
Oh, I can feel it. And stop it with the blind jokes. Like, seriously. Stop.
What are you talking about, Toff, old man? I thought I got rid of you
before.
Zuko, can you stop with this atheist stuff? I mean, bro, come on, bro.
Come on.
I'd rather have that than being a pimp. Whatever
you
think
well,
that is.
Well, not believing anything is believing in something.
Zutaran.
That doesn't even make any sense.
You don't make any sense.
Your
name
doesn't
make
any sense.
Your mama! Your mom's name is like
okay,
that,
if you
right?
Start with your mom,
oh, no, he didn't.
My mom's name
didn't.
Is Ursa, excuse you.
You guys, this is rude.
Oh my gosh.
She's like coming over here and putting on lights.
Yo, they only...
You
do we have to
shut
up.
Toff, let's go make out under mistletoe again.
Oh, I didn't mean that kind of love each other.
No, Toff will make out with me.
You're not in this, Fred. Save it for the old man and me.
Oh my gosh.
You know what we all need to do? We all need to go bowling.
I'm balling my solo.
That's not really.
Oh god.
Well, Top, I'm sorry, but
well,
you can't
balling,
really
what does
see.
That entail?
Yeah, I'm asking Top to play basketball. She's like mine. That'd be hilarious. Like, it's like pass it here.
Shut up.
You could have at least told me he was coming.
Okay.
Oh man. A fight between Zuko and Iro for the heart of Toph. Bang, bang. You two are dead.
You just look
come
at me.
Come with me, Toph.
Oh, crap, brown boys.
Okay, all right.
Come with me, Toph.
Hey,
we are
Toph.
Where
are
you
going,
Toph?
Land.
My love.
Of Scotland.
You're not getting any presents from me if you go with that creep. No sword for you.
Yeah, man. Fred goes in his car and goes to little kids and asks them if they want candy and happiness.
Exactly.
Come into my car. I have candy and happiness. Don't worry. I'll return to your mommy's place.
This is
never.
Ridiculous, old man. Let's just go back. I challenge you to an Agni Kai.
Okay, I'll own you. I'm a pimp. You're an atheist. Pimp
fine, let's
atheist.
Go.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, burn!
So I guess it's just us, Katara and Sokka.
Yay!
Well, do you want to celebrate Christmas and Chanukah with me?
I love Chanukah.
Hey, look, Aang! More mistletoe!
Oh,
I didn't
on.
Want
that
to include
so
Kat Aang in this outline.
Come on, Aang, come here. Give me a kiss.
I'll pass
it. Ew, Sokka, no!
Don't worry, I'm
better
Scott, that's
brotherly
right.
Kiss.
Okay, let's
that.
Just all celebrate together.
Bright is everywhere.
Yay. The end, yay. Happy ending.
What's that star?
That was actually terrible, by the way. I expected it to be a lot better. Okay, so that was terrible. Let's just move on to the ending. Okay, that's all for this week's podcast. Send us a question about Avatar for the mailbag segment. And, yeah, so I've been your main host for today, Dylan. I've been joined by Abby, Jake, Martin, Peter, and Ruth, Joe, and Ruth, and technical directors AJ Kevin, musical remixes by Luke Tripp. I edit the podcast. Tang Wu Feng's owned by Jake. So next podcast will be next Friday, and we will be, you know, we're recording this, like, 2 weeks prior to when you're actually listening to it, so I don't know. What I'm going to start doing is I'm going to get everyone to rewatch like 5 episodes for each week, and we're going to have to try to, the goal is to have a 1-sentence summary of each episode. It's like we're doing that in my English class. But how does this apply to Avatar? Because it tries to figure out the main theme of the episode. Like, so much goes on so much.
Oh, wow.
In each episode. It's good to try. I want to try to get down.
Don't go all English teacher on us. Okay?
I want to try to get down what actually happens in each episode. Because that will help us going into the second half of the season. That will help us discover what really is important in the second half. So we're going to start doing
that. The question is, what is really important?
That's a good question. What is important?
The question is, when do I get the presents?
What the thing?
When do you get the presents? Okay.
No.
So what do you want to sign off with today? Happy holidays on unison. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
We're doing happy holidays. 1, 2, 3. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, though.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Hinduist Day.